to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Open mic day today, Benny.
Get your dialing fingers ready to go. We are waiting
dial,
for
dial,
you.
Dial, dial,
dial.
I gotta get that stuff for the blisters to get your
I'm cool
off
now.
Your finger.
I've built up the stamina and I've built up the hard little calluses.
No. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. And sitting across from me, as he does every day, looking so
almost
good.
I would say maybe
Mr.
about...
Mr. Benny Mathers.
Thank you. I'd say about 340 days out of the year.
Uh-huh. What happens to the other days?
Eric fills in. Oh. Or Tom.
Oh.
Or Devin.
I don't know Devin.
You haven't met Devin yet?
Mm-mm.
You will.
Okay. Where is Devin? Is Devin a
I think he's down in Kixie right now.
Male? Female? Man? Woman?
Devin is a male.
Devin is
He usually works weekends, but he's a good
a
little...
Man.
He's a man.
He's a man.
He's male.
He's a man. He's a man.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know, because it's open mic day. You know how I get on open mic day. We've got a two for today. We're starting out with open mic day. And for those of you that were expecting the Olivia Newton-John interview, let me just say a few things. That interview will be on, when is it, Benny? June 8th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the reason that we, there are several reasons that we moved the interview. One of the reasons is that I'm going down to an event where Olivia Newton-John is going to be at this weekend. And so I was hoping to have additional comments for that interview to plug in there. So that was one part of that. The other reason was that, I don't know what the other reason was. There has to be another reason. But I don't know what it is.
I know
I didn't know that one, but I knew there was another reason. And that's why I don't do everything on the Dr. Pat Show team. No.
No.
Couldn't make it up. But it's open mic day. So, you know, you get to chat with me today. I'm going to be pulling some cards, checking in with people, creating an absolutely phenomenal vibration to take off with you, to take out there into the weekend. And for the second hour, we've got a fabulous show planned. Larissa Golden is going to be joining us today. We're going to be talking about Dream Clinic and much more, exploring the world of health and wellness from the inside out. And so much of this today is about living the best lives we can. So one of the things I want to say is what we do on Open Mic Day is we usually open up the phone lines and off we go. But one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to, I've got a book in front of me. The book is The Science of Success from James Ray. And first of all, what I love about the book is that it's a short book. You can read it quickly. And there is something in each paragraph that becomes really significant. So when I opened this book today, what I came to is this page. And the page, he does a lot of question marks for his, like, you know, subtitles. So this is the question. How far can you go? How far can you go? Given where you are now, how much good can you create for yourself? How much good can you create for yourself? How far can you go with your new paradigm? How successful can you become? All things are possible in the mind. Successful people through the ages have understood and used this truth. And one of my favorites, and he quotes Walt Disney here, Walt Disney says, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. And that's what we know about the life and the laws, one of the laws of the universe. And so how do we get to the place where we actually attract the stuff that we want and we let go of what we don't want? We have to be really clear. It's like looking into a crystal glass of water and being so clear about what happens. But sometimes when you look through a glass, the water seems clear, but you can't really see to the other side. The images become a little distorted. So what we're about today is to zoom in to make sure that we're getting clarity. We're in a new moon phase. I got an email from Carol Barbeau. She does astrology. And if you're on her newsletter, you get these tips and they're just fabulous. So folks were wondering why were things a little rough earlier in the week and why are things opening up now? And if you look at things from an astrological point of view, there is a lot of energy around the new moon. As a matter of fact, I'll try to pull some of that information up. But if you want to connect with me today during open mic day, if you want me to look at the cards and see what they say, I'm going to be doing that. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So, we already have a caller, Benny.
We do. Let's start it off. Yeah, we have Janet from Redmond, who's the first out of the gates.
Right out of the gate. Hi, Janet. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. I have two questions.
Sure.
My first question is for Benny. I loved the cat CD that he played on the day when you had the pet person on.
The Jingle Cats and Dogs.
Yes.
Okay, Jingle Cats and Dogs?
Yeah, hang on. Pat's going to grab it. It's over on her side of the table here.
That was such a hoot. I want my 12-year-old daughter to hear that.
Okay, it's called...
Is she there with you?
No, she's at school today.
Okay.
Hang on, we'll get you the information for it here. It's called the original world-famous Jingle Cats, Rhythm and Muse. Get it? Muse. I know. That's the title. I know. It's one of those cheesy ones. They got to come up with some creative inventions here. So, yeah, and there's more than just one. This is one of the versions of it. There's actually, God, I think he's got a whole line of them. It's produced by Mike Spalla, M-I-K-E Spalla, S-P-A-L-L-A.
Okay.
And
we have to get him on the show.
I think we should, too.
Definitely.
Why don't we see if we can get him on the internet? Maybe we can grab him in on the show for a little
bit
later.
I actually think Martha Norwalk actually has called him, and they've done a show together.
Oh, great.
Exactly. And, you know, since, you know, I've got it already queued up. So
let's go ahead and play
a little sample for everybody.
Which one are we going to play, though?
I don't know. What are you feeling like here?
Let's hear one.
Janet.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay.
There we go. Right. Here we go, everyone.
Down to my core.
I'm telling you, we need to get rid of the clocks, get rid of the Coldplay song and start the show with that every day.
Well, thank you. And gosh, while I'm here, I'll take another bite of the apple and could I have a reading from
Absolutely.
Dr. Pat?
Absolutely. Do you have a specific question or you just want me to zoom in?
I think I've got a million questions, so I'll let you just zoom in.
Okay, I'm going to Zoom for you.
Okay.
And so what I do is I have a number of different things that I work with, and depending upon kind of, you know, what's going on for me and for you,
mm-hmm.
A couple things come up. And so what I have is a few cards I want to share right out of the gate from the archetype deck. So I want to start there. And they're very interesting cards. And I'll just share a little bit of my sense of them. One of them has to do with how we step into the world. Actually, two of them have to do with how we step into the world. And what I love about the two cards that I believe, in my opinion, are kind of opposites, but they work together, are the child card, which is about being magical, and the femme fatale.
And the, what's the second?
The femme fatale. You know what I'm saying? You ever?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Right.
Oh, her.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And so these are two very interesting cards. And how I've seen them work together, and let me just see what I'm picking up for you, is that there's always a light and a dark, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There are these two sides that go on. And you know about the law of contrast. And sometimes we could take childlike abilities, which is really magical, and look at the attributes of the erotic, the femme fatale. Mm-hmm. And we could look at those, and we can put them together and ask ourselves, are we becoming as intimate with ourselves as we can possibly be? Now, this is a kind of like interesting question I'm putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, because I don't define intimacy. I'm going to let you define intimacy. Intimacy has a range for so many people. And so when we look at becoming intimate with someone, we usually are looking on the outside, aren't we?
Right.
We're looking at a partner, we're looking at something else, and where intimacy shows up and where it doesn't in our lives. But what I'm really seeing, what I'm tapping into for you, and it's based on one of the goddess cards I pulled for you, Ishtar, is to love yourself enough to say no to others in demanding your time and energy.
Wow.
And to make sure that you spark the childlike, magical, sacred beauty in everything that you see. See, the belief with the child is everything is possible, you see?
Right.
Everything is possible. And so I don't know how your love life is. How's your love life?
Oh, it's good.
It's good?
It's good. It's rocking.
Okay. So part of the femme fatale energy highlights erotic energy of the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so it opens the heart. It opens the heart, especially when there is a rejection or a dependency involved.
Ah.
So we're looking at this, and part of what I'm picking up is some part of you that has to really tap in to the nature of your true self.
Hmm.
Does this make sense at all?
I will contemplate that.
How well do you feel you know yourself?
I think I've had some arms up.
I mean, truly know yourself. All sides of who you are.
Yeah, and being comfortable with all sides, even, and especially the different ones.
Exactly. So when we say different ones, we're talking about ones that perhaps other people would look at and
not be comfortable with.
And we hide them.
Right, right.
Yeah, and so you're burying a few things is what I'm trying to say to you here.
Mm-hmm.
You're burying a few things. However, the card that I pulled when I looked at the archetype deck, the third card that I pulled, is the God card. This is the God card. This is the archetype of God, which is, you know, benevolence, compassion, and recognizing the eternal force within yourself and within others. So your connection to spirit and the intimacy in terms of what I've pulled today, my sense is that it's time to up-level your spirituality.
Oh, good.
Do you see what I'm saying? How do you feel about your spiritual practice?
I feel like a very... spirituality is so rich for me and deep. And as far as a practice and a discipline, that is something that... I feel so open that I'm not sure that I have a specific practice.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm asking you to look at is to really look at going to that place of deep, intimate spirituality.
Okay.
Because you are being helped. You're being helped. Whether you know it or not, you are being helped. Heaven is working behind the scenes to help you, even if you're not seeing results. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And so one of the places that I would invite you to go is to the really juicy, intimate nature of spirit. Do you know, spirit is really juicy. We don't really like to think about that. I'll probably get a dozen emails for even saying it.
Huh.
But there's an aspect of spirituality. As a matter of fact, spirituality and sex are really not far apart from each other.
Wow.
At all.
You will get an email about that, I'm sure. That's interesting to contemplate.
Okay. So here, just about every card I've pulled, I've got about six or seven of them in front of me, really point to you. They point to you really looking at becoming intimate, mindful, juicy with who you are. It's really time to awaken the true self, the true nature of who you are. So that means you've got to really go deep and get clear about what you want, but more importantly for you, what you don't want. And then put up some, extraordinary boundaries, because that's what Ishtar is about. It's about extraordinary boundaries, you see?
That is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you like doing things that you don't really want to do, or if there's something you want to do and you're not sure how to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the time for you to step into a relationship with yourself beyond anything you can imagine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you pull the Femme Fatale card, especially by itself, you usually look at this card relative to other people.
Okay.
But this series of cards and what I'm picking up is for you to have an extraordinary relationship with yourself.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so for me, when I do readings with people, contemplation is a good thing. What I would challenge you to do is find an action.
Hmm. Okay.
Is this making sense to you?
Yes.
Do you want to share any of this, or are you good?
Oh, I'm just trying to stay open. I had a dream, and I've been thinking about it all morning about being handed this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And others looking and thinking, are you sure you want this baby? And my response of, that's just what you do with a baby, is you care for it, and you don't ask whether or not you want this particular one.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was handed to me, there wasn't a diaper bag, and so I had to use all the resources, find them on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this does kind of relate to that, in that, with our spirituality, we kind of have to... I don't know if I could draw all the correlations, but
I think you're on to something. You know, when we're talking about children coming up in our dreams, and of course I pulled the child card. You know that, right?
Mm, that's right.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the card could be about a real child into your life, or it could be a reflection of you, and honor that magical child within you.
Okay.
The child that was never able to say no to people.
Oh, now that makes even more sense.
Okay, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Yep, the child that really wants to know the true nature of who she is, but has forgotten. It's still there. The child that wants to pull all of the erotic energy of the feminine out.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes. Yes. And see, you have to recognize that eternal force within you, as well as with others. Okay? And your action right now for this, you talk about a spiritual practice. I pulled the scribe archetype. And so this is a time for you to do some writing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is just something that I have been doing so much of and want to do more of. It's like I'm looking for permission, but there's everything just pulls on me as a single mom and homeowner and everything.
Yeah.
Back injury, everything.
You can do it. You can do the writing. And what I'm getting is that you don't have to do the writing the way you think you have to do it.
Hmm.
But the writing that I want you to do is outside of the boundaries. It's like coloring outside the lines.
Aww.
Okay, so... Yeah, so this is the deal. It's not like I'm going to write now. It's I want you to draw stick figures. I want you to be creative. I want you to experience writing, especially if it is erotic. And don't be afraid of that side of yourself.
Wow.
Okay, it's time to get out of the box.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for opening the lid.
All right, I'm with you, sister.
Thank you. You guys have an awesome weekend.
We will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Benny, let's go take a shorty when we come. When we come back, we will take some of the calls that are waiting right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit DreamClinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Did you know that your own stem cells are the foundation for your everyday health renewal? Did you realize that you continue to produce stem cells as an adult? Stem cells are a part of the body's defense and renewal system, along with the immune system and digestive tract. This system is responsible for the replacement of damaged cells, damaged cell systems, and is at the heart of the healthy body. Yet, it has been discovered that many people have a compromised ability to keep producing healthy stem cells and are suffering from the symptoms of premature aging. Just visit AdultStemCellNutrition.com and see what your own body can do for you.
Are you aware of the invisible forces behind your behaviors? We are, and we'd like to make them visible to you. One of the largest NLP training organizations in the world, says Dun & Bradstreet. The Empowerment Partnership is the industry gold standard in training for NLP, hypnosis, and the ancient Hawaiian spiritual system of Huna. Their students come from a wide-ranging background, including business, education, psychology, and spirituality. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You have tuned in to our open mic day with me and Mr. B. And let me give out that number in case you don't have it. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And let me just tell you about open mic. Open mic isn't just about readings, although that's what I will do if you like that. It's your day to call in, comment, whatever it is you want to say. Within reason, FCC rules and regulations, of course.
Of course.
But this is your time to connect with Benny and me. You've got questions for us? Come on, bring it on. We'd love to chat with you and connect. All right, Benny, it's up to you.
Sure, let's grab, let's see here, Ed from Renton.
We're grabbing Ed. Okay.
Well, that, I'm not literally grabbing him, but we'll bring him up.
That would be a way to start the day. Hey, Ed, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Dr. Pat and Benny. How you two doing?
Oh, we're doing great, Ed. It's great to hear from you.
Oh, and I just want to comment, I love the cats. You need to hear those every once in a while.
Okay, we'll make sure we plug them in every once in a while.
Okay.
Do they have a CD with the best of?
I'm sure they do.
The greatest hits.
The greatest hits.
The greatest meows or the greatest...
The greatest meows, well, yeah, right. Okay.
We'll come up with it.
Okay. First, a question here.
Sure.
You had some guests talk about Huna, and
yes.
I was having such a moment at the time mm-hmm. that I wasn't able to catch the guest name or if they had any books out or anything like that. I was wondering if you could guide me
sure.
in any direction there.
Sure, absolutely. That was Matt James, and Matt James is the president, CEO, founder of the Empowerment Partnership and Huna. And if you're connected online, it's very easy to check it out. It's huna.com.
Oh.
And if you go to my website, thedrpatshow.com, T-H-E-D-R, patshow.com,
mm-hmm.
I think you could even get there by just now doing drpatshow.com.
Okay.
And in the search feature, if you search for James or probably Huna, I can do it right here just to find out, and I'll make sure. But anyway, we have that really cool search feature that will search the website. And when you see Matt James, just click on his name, and all of the shows that we've done with him will pop up.
Okay, great.
Isn't that a cool feature?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used that before.
Okay. So
feature.
That should do it for you.
Okay. But
the Huna is a very, very powerful event, and he takes people to the Big Island, and there is actually a Huna event that happens. I think it's 7 or 8 days. Very
mm-hmm.
powerful. Very powerful
mm-hmm.
event. And
yeah,
I understand he's even doing it in L.A. now, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I find it just totally intriguing, the whole philosophy behind that and everything else. I was wondering if I could get a zoom-in reading like the lady before me.
Okay. So I'm doing this a little bit differently than I do. I'm going to ask you a question or have mm-hmm. you ask me a question. But the question that I want to ask you is that are you doubting yourself, Ed?
I do have an illness called chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
So it seems like I can only do so much a day. So I don't think I really put myself down for being sick. I just have to learn to appreciate and love myself for who and what I am, even though I'm sick.
Yeah.
So, maybe I could be hard on myself for not doing as much as I want to do.
Mm-hmm. But here's what I'm picking up, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up doubt around whether or not you will be able to get rid of whatever it is that's affecting you. Is that true?
There's probably some doubt there, but I try and stay as positive as I possibly can.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I get you. You're totally there. What I want to say, though, is we absolutely have to get underneath whatever it is that's in there
mm-hmm.
that's trying to get into your greater good and holding that illness in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And doubt, by the way, and when I say doubt, I'm talking about doubt in terms of you believing, feeling emotionally juiced and jazzed every day that your situation is temporary. It doesn't reside within you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power to get rid of it
mm-hmm.
and get laser focused to not let in, not one day, not one moment, regardless of your outer circumstances, the fact that you clearly have the ability to move this beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
and I'm working on that.
Yeah, I know you are. And I want to support you in that. And I think that's why it came up today.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why it came up today. Who knows why these things come up? So that's one of the things that I just zoomed in on. And I pulled a couple of cards around that. And I don't know if that's what was on your mind or not, or if you had another question.
No, that was just throwing my myself to the universe, whatever
okay.
came up.
All right, so I got a bunch of stuff for you, and they're all around what I just said. This is gonna blow you away. These
okay.
cards that I pulled. First of all, I'm gonna talk about the archetypes, and I pull the archetype card from Carolyn Mace's deck. And the first card that I pulled is the victim card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are two sides of this, and I'm going to focus on the positive side on this card. As a matter of fact, the positive side on this card has helped me in times of my life when I didn't think I would be able to pull myself up. So I want you to hear what I'm saying. When we hear the word victim, we go like, that's not me. But there are two sides to the card, and the part of the card I want you to focus on is the what we call L-I-G-H-T, the light attribute. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This archetype will be your protector. This archetype will prevent you from letting yourself be victimized or victimizing others, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So this, you can call on this archetype to come in and help you when you get moments where, and believe me, I fully understand what you're going through and the pain of this and how it gets you down sometimes, especially someone with your energy and your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you have got an incredible vibration.
Oh, well, thank you.
And so here we have what we call an illness that is so on the dark side of your vibration, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's got to be crazy making.
Yes.
Okay. So what I want to say is you are the king. You mm-hmm. are the king. That is the second card I pulled. You are the king. A king is enlightened, benevolent, and benefiting those in your charge. You have got to pull that king energy up in getting the information, advice that you need to create the healing vision for your life. That's the third card. It's a visionary card. So when you create the vision of wellness, Ed,
mm-hmm.
you have got to do it as Leo. You have got to do it as the king, as the master, asking questions, challenging people.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I kind of do, yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So that combined with trusting that your inner guidance will lead you to towards all over your dreams is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of the things that I want to share with you really quickly is for people that are kind of upbeat like you are and that I like I am most of the time,
mm-hmm.
there's a little thing that could be going on. And because we're so upbeat, we do not like to pay attention to the little dark-sided, grumpy parts of ourselves, the fear parts of ourselves. And one of the things that I've had to learn in my life is I've got to give fear a little airtime, very little. It's okay to bring it up and say, okay, I see. Yep, that's a little scared person in there. But then assure that person that you are the king, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
You are in charge. Elvis was the king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm kind of having an aha moment now because I always try to stay as positive as I can
yep.
and focus on surrounding myself with white life and positivity yeah. and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying is basically it's a really important to listen to that little part that says, you know, I'm scared, you know, I'm frightened,
yeah.
and acknowledge that. Am I...
You have got it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, because the bottom line is, whether you believe it or not, it's being acknowledged.
Uh-huh.
But not necessarily in the way that we want it to be acknowledged, because it's in there and it's screaming at you,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually getting more airtime. And what we want to do is say, dang, yeah, I'm scared.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And say, thank you very much. And I'm still upbeat, optimistic, positive, Ed. I'm the king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds very right on. Thank you so much.
Okay, now wait. I got three cards okay. that are going to top this okay. off for you. I love when this happens. You have got to stand your ground with whatever's going on in your body. And what I mean by that is steadfast in your conviction that there is no illness, that whatever it is temporary. You can call it a chemicalization to take you to your next level, whatever, but you need to stand your ground on your healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
And not let anything or anyone take you off. And the other card I pulled is about empowerment. And I have to keep telling you this again. All of these cards are lining up, Ed. You are more powerful than you realize. It is safe for you to be powerful. And the last card, which I love, which most people would say wouldn't make sense in this, makes perfect sense to me, is you can be the king and still have the compassion of Kuan Yin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds very, very right on.
Yep.
This illness has taught me compassion towards other people's illnesses.
Right.
It's taught me patience.
Right.
And it's taught me a lot. It's really, I've grown from everything. Everything that's been thrown at me.
Yep.
Whether it's positive or negative in my life, I try and learn and grow from it.
Yeah. And now what I'm asking you to do is take a stand. The king will take a stand and will say, I am done with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done with this. Yeah, I'm compassionate. Yeah, I am empowered. Sure. But I have a vision for my health and well-being, and I'm done with this. I love you, and I love what you've taught me in my life. I love every aspect of my body. I love everything that's going. I'm grateful for all the lessons, and guess what? Time's up. I'm done.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
You.
I love you, too, Ed. Okay, thank you so much. I'm feeling it for you, Ed. Benny, I am feeling it for Ed. I'm serious, Ed. If you need some help with this, I'll remind you.
Okay.
Okay. Take a stand. Okay. All right, Benny, what do you want to do?
Let's bring on one more caller before the break. I think we'll definitely sneak on Jay from Alberta, Canada. He's been waiting so patiently.
Jay, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Pat, thanks so much. I'm doing fine. I gave my mother a gift that I listened on your show, Grace and Gratitude by Olivia Newton-John, and my mother just loves the CD, so.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I haven't listened to it because I gave it to her as a full package, though, and I gave her a nice angel card, too, and it was really, really great, so she enjoyed it just professionally, so.
Do you want to be my son? That sounds like totally off. Awesome. You want to be my
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
We'll adopt you,
Don't
Jay.
Don't you think? Wouldn't it be great? He'd have to adopt me, so to speak. Okay, I'm not going to put you on the spot. You can think about it.
Okay.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I had a question there. Huh?
I'm picking a little something up.
Okay. Are you going to do a card reading? Because I was going to ask you a really good question.
Go ahead. Ask me a really good question.
What is your interpretation of God? What does God mean to you?
What does God mean to me? Well, I'm going to tell you what God means to me.
Okay.
For me, God, to me, is the essence of my unlimited potential. That's what God means to me. When I'm perfectly aligned with Spirit, without distraction, putting Spirit first, putting God first, then I am so in the flow. There is no separation whatsoever. And so the belief that I have is God is not without, God is within. And for me, what I do on this earth is to bring myself in perfect alignment, not only with the belief, but with the essence of what that means and the power of that.
Interesting. God, eternal God within.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And sharing your gift with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, thanks so much.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
And as I said before, we're putting together a great show for you. Not just for you, but you're the one that inspired it.
Hey, you're welcome.
Men's show and men in spirituality.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Totally. Now, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
That question. The question about God that you just asked me. What does God mean to you?
Turn the tables on me.
I'm authentically curious. I love talking about this. So this is, you've actually asked a question, which I've had to ask myself throughout my life, Jay, because God hasn't always meant this to me. I've had different views of God in the different religious practices I've had, and I have finally gotten to a place where I realize that I get to experience the essence of what I create around that without guilt and shame.
Yes.
So how about you?
Well, I believe that we're all part of that zero-point field or what God's source is. We have the power and potential to be anything that we want. And that we always blame God if something goes wrong, but we never acknowledge God within ourselves. And to look within ourselves is to have that still point or that still moment where you can actually see your unique gifts are.
Yes.
That's why I look at it now, by listening to all the programs that you have and other programs, too, is that, yeah. And it really came clear with Greg Braden's book, The Divine Matrix. Together, right?
Isn't that great? Book. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's a great book, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's my view of that right now. And I keep continue to learn. It's like when you interview guests that you put some of the pieces that you have as puzzle in your mind, and it's like you're putting all these pieces of puzzle, and then you get an aha moment. Oh, I get it now. And that's how I look at it, too, when I listen to all the programs that you have, too. Yeah.
It's really a wonderful journey, Jay, isn't it? I mean, part of this is I've learned a question to ask myself. And I used to ask myself this question when I was in, like, a tough situation or had to make a tough decision. But now I'm, like, asking the question over and over and over again when I have to make decisions or whatever it is. Even sometimes when I'm preparing for an interview and when I get on the air. And so the question that I ask is, if it's something that I have to do, I say, what will God do here? If it's something that I have to say in response, it's what would God say here? Mm-hmm. And I'm amazed at how the information comes to me and how quickly it does. But when I forget that, and the ego kicks in, that's some interesting day. Those are some interesting days in my life.
We get a butt kick sometimes, right?
That's right. I'm telling you, absolutely.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, yeah, just go ahead.
I just want to make sure you're feeling okay about yourself today.
Well, I'm just definitely, like, I had a shoulder issue right now that I'm getting over with right now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, a little. Okay, because I had a card, you know, pop up and just drop right out of the deck.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's one of the prosperity cards that I don't think I've ever had this card pop up.
Okay.
And the card is I feel good about myself. I feel good about myself. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, I've got I went through shingles about 3 weeks ago, eh?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I think it came after I did some mediumship work, but it kind of like the mediumship kind of shook me, you know? Because it was a suicide victim that came through. And as a person who tried to commit suicide, I saw the other side, and that kind of shook me. Shook my ground. That really shook my ground for it. Because you know when you want to commit suicide, it's just do it. You don't forget. You don't think what's going to happen next. What's the ripple effect day? And there's that void that I saw, the darkness, and was just unbelievably. The feeling was really, really intense for me. So, and and that was that kind of shook my ground actually. So.
Yeah, and I, you know what, I picked that up right away, and so this card is really, really appropriate for you. It's really to feel good about yourself, and we hear that a lot, Jay, but the thing I want to say to you is you have to go within, and as I pulled this card, or as it jumped out of the deck, by the way, I flipped over an archetype, and that's the archetype of the priest. And the priest energy will help you with this. Let me just say a little bit about the priest because, you know, the word priest is very misunderstood. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. The priest facilitates spiritual commitments. It serves as a channel of spiritual energy. You see? Okay, you see? So part of looking at this and feeling good about yourself, you can feel free to call on the priest archetype to help you. And become a channel of spiritual energy because that's going to bring you back to center.
Okay. Spiritual energy, and that's through meditation or something like that. I think meditation will definitely help too.
You're the priest, so you're going to know exactly what to do. It could be, you know, you could bring it back by surfing, whatever that is. You know, that helps you. So, yeah. And the reason I say that is sometimes we think we have to go all serious to have spiritual energy. And you have a very lighthearted and at the same time profoundly powerful approach. So you can, you know, play checkers and channel spirituality.
That's right.
Okay. So pick something that's going to help you feel good about yourself, whatever it is. And know that whatever you do is going to channel the spiritual energy that's going to help you out here.
Yes. I have helpers from all sides, in the physical world and the spiritual world, too.
Yeah, you do. And we're on your team.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, we're on your team. Love you, Jay.
Love you, too.
Thank you so much. All right, let's see if you can pick something to do that's going to help you pick yourself up, put a smile on your face, because you deserve it, Jay.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to talk to my friends and just have a good time.
Yeah, have a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
I will.
All right. Thank you. Benny, let's take a shorty. When we come back, we'll get the rest of the calls. All right, everyone. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. The Groove at
what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality, to wake up feeling clear and refreshed, to live without allergies. More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourish the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Is your soul searching for more? Are you ready for greater spiritual enlightenment? CMS, the College of Metaphysical Studies, is the planet's largest source of metaphysical and spiritual growth. CMS, the leader in the field of metaphysical studies, is dedicated to the service of humankind, offering distance learning courses and free resources. Follow your spiritual path and join the great adventure at cms.edu. That's cms.edu.
Hello, this is Sue Neufeld Ellis. In our fast-paced, busy world, my new CD, Serenity Through Meditation, is just what you need. Through Stephen Halpern's sonic music entrainment and my voice, we will comfortably guide your brainwaves to that theta state of deep relaxation. To order your free copies of 25 Stress Reduction Tips, go to quantumhealing.us or call 425-455-4207.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The steamy getcha groove on with the Dr. Pat Show, baby.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. Just blatantly put it out. It's like, put it out there. It's like steamy love songs with Dr. Pat.
I know. It's getting your groove up, on.
Yeah.
I should mention the word erotic more often on the show. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back. Actually, that's a track, a very interesting track. Let's share a little information about that.
A little side note to this?
Yeah, a little side note.
Well, for the longest time.
Sidebar. Sidebar.
That was, I've always wanted to know who did that riff. And it came originally from in the 70s from Kool & the Gang. It's by Summer, it's the title, it's Summer Madness. And I didn't know Kool & Gang actually started out as, you know, as a group. They were like R&B. They were blues stuff before they got into the more poppier stuff, you know. And I looked all over it, and I finally tracked it, because a lot of musicians sample it. They use little bits and pieces of it, like, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, they use a little beat from off of it. And so I'm like, oh, where did they get that riff, that bass line from it? And
it's
love
really
it.
Good.
Yeah,
really
and so
beautiful.
I finally pulled it up, and I'm actually just pulled it straight up off of our friend, theyoutube.com. And this is a version, a live version on Soul Train.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
I remember Soul Train.
Yeah. So I think it's 70... I want to say 75.
As I learned how to dance watching Soul Train.
Did you?
I did. I did.
Can you break out some moves right now?
I can break out some moves. Right. Wait till we start videotaping the show.
No, I'm good.
That'll be good.
Is that something else I got to do now?
Oh, no, I think Nick's brother is going to do it.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. He's the film star.
He's the film star, yeah.
And director, too. Real fast, before I forget, Chris, I had you on the line. I apologize. It must have been a cell phone disconnection. You were on the road, and we dropped you. So open lines right now. Give us a call. Chris, call back.
See, we should get that singular company to sponsor us since we're like so into the cell phone, that cell phone dropping thing.
Right.
Well, okay. Open mic. We do have time for one or two calls if you call in real quick. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And I want to mention to everyone, we've got Larissa Golden coming in for the next part of the show. And boy, do we have a great conversation planned for you. So stay tuned with us, and we'll make sure that you're part of that conversation. A lot going on. Now, you know, I know you have a busy weekend, but I'm getting on a plane right after the show.
Leaving on a jet plane. Oh!
Don't know when I'll be back again.
Don't say that, because I need to have a show on Monday.
I'm coming back again. Okay. I'm coming back
again. You better.
But let me remind everyone, for those of you that tried to call in when Carrie O'Connor was on a week or so ago, she's going to be on my radio show tomorrow on Health Radio Network. And if you want to listen to that show, the way to do that is to go to healthradionetwork.com. That is a live call-in show. She's going to be doing some readings. She's medical intuit, phenomenal master clairvoyant. So that's tomorrow, noon Pacific time. And all of the information is on my website at thedrpatshow.com. Carrie O'Connor will also be joining us here in KKNW. But I know that when she was on BBS, there was a limited amount of folks that could connect with her. And so she's going to be on the show Saturday. Also, I want to mention that we do have a show coming up right after this one, and that's going to be a fabulous conversation with Larissa Golden. She is such an incredible individual, and we're talking about healing and well-being and stepping out into the world of steadfast conviction. That's what Ed and I were talking about. So a lot of this going on. If you want to call in and connect with me, I think we have time for one more caller. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So part of the journey, as I started out reading from James Ray's book today on the show, and asking the question, how much good can you create? I asked the question, how much good can you stand? And that's been an interesting question for me, because stepping into the knowing, not the thinking, the knowing that all of the good that you desire is right there in front of you right now already, it begs the second question. What if knowing was the most important aspect of creating and manifesting what we want, and so powerful that there was nothing to do? Isn't that an interesting thought? That's what I do in my spare time. I have these interesting thoughts. So I'm going to say that again. What if knowing was so powerful that being in that place of knowing, that vibration, and what I mean by that is knowing that you have the power of the divine right within you, all of that right within. What if that was so powerful that there was nothing else to do? Nothing else to do. And so it's been an interesting conversation and a thought around how we can get caught up in the mode of doing, 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 and forget the knowing. That's been my latest discovery, and I think part of that has come up because of some writing that I'm doing and being encouraged to do. And so part of this is being in the knowing. And I've tried a lot of different methods in my life, and now I'm really looking at the vibration of knowing. As a matter of fact, in the book that I'm writing, you know, there are a lot of vibrations out there. One of the ones that I've added is the vibration of knowing, because I think it's a place of emotion. I think it's a place of connection. And I think it's a place that really supersedes so much. So I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. I want to thank all of the callers calling in. Great listeners we have, Betty. They are just absolutely fabulous.
Betty or Benny?
Benny. Betty.
Did you got a little clogged nose there?
Got a bit. No.
Okay.
Are you Betty?
I'm Benny.
Don't get me started on that one at the end of the show. Don't go. I don't want to go there.
Again,
I want to thank everyone, including the kittens, for joining in and giving us some hot music today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Larissa Golden's in the house. Get ready for a fabulous conversation. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.